Hello, hello, and welcome to FLM Podcast number 14. I am your host, as always, Jizzle for Shizzle, and with me in the booth, well, not really a booth, but on the other side of my screen is my partner in crime, Mr. John Ellis. Ellis, how's it going, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm doing splendid. It's nice to have our booth back with just me and you in it.
Yeah,
last week, or we had to share it with some fucker. But now it's just...
Yeah, it was a good experience. That I enjoyed that. But it's good to be back, stripping it back, going back to the old days. Sorry, I just want to apologise for my screaming children in the background, but it's not a lot I can do about that. It's wet outside, so I can't... Well, I can stick them outside, I suppose. It can dry them off later. But yeah, so apologies for the kids, but part and parcel of life, I'm afraid.
Yep. I guess the... I have two dogs. I don't have any kids yet, and I just throw them in the cage, but I guess you couldn't really do that with the kids.
I've done it before.
Nice little shock collar, maybe. All right. So it's been a while, so let's get down to business. All right, we're going to start off this podcast with our Free Agent Friday review. The first one of the season, Free Agent Friday 4.1, and we had some decent players up, I thought. So let's go ahead and dig into those. The first player up was my doppelganger, Lewis Holtby. And decent midfielder, silver type of Free Agent Friday player, 78 rated overall. And he went for a convincing fee of $32.1 million to Zafronic. What are your thoughts about that, Ellis?
I think he's one that's going to increase in rating, that being the first sort of thing that shoots out. He's a good player, and he can play a couple of positions. He can play out wide, or he can play straight down the middle, which that's where I'll probably be using him, to be honest, because he's more of an attacking player. I don't want to sort of waste him out on the left, but yeah, I like him. He's a good player. Whether he's going to fulfil the sort of expectations that are on him, I don't know, but you never know. I think, yeah, no, good signing. I think all of them are pretty good players to have at the minute, especially with the sort of the players that we've got. Any sort of free agent Friday that comes up, you're going to be one of snapping them up. So, yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, I agree. All right, moving on. Next player is the sought-after Christian Tello of Barcelona. He is another silver free agent, 76 overall rating, and he went for a massive fee of $52 million to Ninja Bean. Obviously, he's thinking about the future, but for a player who doesn't really get on the pitch much for Barcelona, was this a little bit of an over-purchase, or do you think he might move on in the summer and get lucky and get some playing minutes?
Oh, $52 million for a 76-rated player with potential. I mean, he's not... The finished article, he's got potential, which is the biggest thing. But Jesus, I mean, put it this way, if he wasn't in a Free Agent Friday auction and he was just at somebody's team and you put him up for sale, do you really think you'll be posting $52 million to buy him? I just think this is the sort of effect of a Free Agent Friday. You see him up, you think, oh, I'm going to have to spend over the odds, so I'm going to go with a massive offer, which is what Ninja's done. Ninja's got a bit of a fetish for a Free Agent Friday as well. He likes a couple of these, so it doesn't surprise me the fact that he's bought him, but what does surprise me is the price. Go back to the old adage we used to always use, and that is, can you sell him for that?
Yeah.
I think you'll be about 10, maybe 15 million short if you was to sell him in the market. But you never know, you could have unearthed the next Messi over there. So if you're going to keep on hold of him until FIFA 16, then it's a good buy. But no, in our transfer market, I think could be sold by the end of the season.
All right, but do you think this is, obviously, at the beginning of last season, everybody in the PS3 league had a shitload of money, and it really brought the market prices up. Do you think this is effect of that, or do you think he just wanted to splash the cash?
I think this is an effect of not having too much money. I think it's having a lack of players. Because we haven't got the sort of slags that we all thrive on and the sort of players that are making us play the game. When we see some players like this that we think are going to be good and that will improve the team, you spend over the odds. A prime example of that would be Aubameyang, who went for 80 million in the first few auctions that we had up, and he's still flying around. He's just been sold for 78 million. So these are the sort of players that are taking the limelight at the moment, because they're the higher rated players and they're the ones that everybody wants to have. When you get the other big players coming in, and the market is a little bit more balanced, I think you'll find it will come back down to a sort of a level playing field, and the likes of the 80 million to be reserved for your platinum players, as we know, the Messis, the Ronaldos.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. All right, so moving on to our third free agent Friday player. This was one of our gold free agent players. One of my favorite players, not just only in the game, but in world football. That is Sebastian Giovinco, the Atomic Ant, as he is called in Italian. He is an attacker, a gold free agent Friday player. 82 overall rating, I think, is wrong. I'm pretty sure he's an 80 overall. And he went for 66 million to King 3000. Now, as we know, Giovinco started off last season as an 82 overall. He has dropped down to an 80, and he is not getting as much playing time on the pitch for Juventus. So this is all about pace, having pace up front. He has loads of it, and I guess 66 million will buy you loads of pace these days. Ellis, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, my own personal thoughts of him, I like him a lot. He's one of the players last year. I think Nick had him for you nays, and he absolutely tore me apart. Scored a couple of nice goals, and he was always a threat. So I like, he's a good player in the game. And what we've got to remember is, yeah, they might go down in rating in real life, and it might affect the game, but they're still going to have those basic stats that sort of we're looking at now. They're so FIFA stats. I don't think at the minute the overall rating is having a massive effect on whether you buy a player or not. I think people are, at the minute, because of the way it is, are tending to go more on your actual overall stats. So they're looking into the shot power, they're looking into the positioning of players and the high attacking work rate of a striker. So it's forcing you more to go into a bit more research into a player than what you would normally do.
Yeah.
I remember last season, you'd see a player come up and I very rarely looked into SoFIFA last season, to be honest. I'm using it on every single player I'm looking at the moment, because you're trying to fit him into your team, and you don't want to be spending all your money on a player that you don't think is going to fit in.
Yeah.
Which is the real world. So it's coming into it, that's, it's brought that aspect into the game, which is good. And if you look at Giovinco, I know that his stats have gone down by a couple, but if you still look at his basic stats, like I just said, then he's still up there with one of the best. So 66, I can understand 66 million, and to be honest, it's not a bad price for him. I don't reckon you'll get far off that if it came in, because there'll be a few people that have used him before and a few people that will sort of want to use him, and they like him. So there'll be a lot of interest if he decided to sell him. So I understand that more than I understand the Tello one, for instance.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I had Giovinco for the last couple of games of last season, and he actually scored me a couple of goals to keep me, to promote me to Division 1. So I know all about
Giovinco. There you go, mate. Pulling at your heartstrings, he is. Maybe he wants to come back to you, maybe.
He does. He does. I brought him over, and he, the Atomic Ant loves a little bit of Jay Lizzle. So,
I reckon he'll, I don't reckon he'll start Juve, to be honest. I reckon he'll go. Because obviously they're big spenders this season. I reckon they've signed another big striker, and that'll be the end of him.
Yeah, we'll see. But, you know, you got some of the older guys going up there, like Matri and guys like that, will probably be shown the door. He might get a couple more chances. And he's still young. He's only, what, 21 years old, 22. He's still pretty young. All right, moving on to our next free agent Friday player, and it is the Enigma, who plays for QPR, Tarabat, and he is a silver free agent player, 78 overall. He can pretty much do it all. He is a beast on the game. And he went for 50 million to Nantes, 50 million for a 78 overall player. But again, like I said, in the game, he can pretty much do it all. Forget what you see him do in real life. in the game. He is a beast. 50 million, is that value for money?
Just about. I reckon it's teetering on the edge of being too expensive and being just about enough. You're absolutely right what you're saying. Forget what he's like in real life. On the game, he suits most players that we play with. He suits the type of player that FLM sort of attracts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He likes to keep the ball. He likes to pass it around. You get very rarely you'll get these people that will just hoof it and or stick it out wide and run with it. Very rarely see them unless your name's Jenko, anything like that. But yeah, he's a good player. He does it all. He can finish. He can pass. He can score from long distances. He can take players on. So 50 million, yeah, 78. Whether he'll stay at 78 now he's in the Championship, I don't know. But maybe he'll go up because he's in the Championship. You know, in the league that he pisses all over the Championship. So yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, I agree. All right, moving on to another silver free agent Friday player, and that is Kyle Walker, the right back. And he is also a 78 overall rated player, and he went for, surprisingly, he went for a lot less than I thought he would go for. I was actually going to go in for him, but I thought, you know, people are going to put in massive numbers for this guy, and there's just no way I'm going to get him. He went for $35.1 million to Park Tool, and for me, that is great value for money, and he can probably make a little bit of a profit should he decide to sell him on. What are your thoughts about that, Ellis?
He'll definitely make a profit on that. That's a good end of the day. He's probably one of the best right backs in the league in FIFA wise. He's quick, gets up and down, he's good on the ball. There's a lot of interest in him, and I think he's the sort of player. When you look at a free agent Friday, because there were so many, he's the sort of player that doesn't attract people straight away. So you would have seen the likes of Giovinco, Turat, McGeady's popular, and Richards. People would have gone for them straight away. So all their money would have been, I'm going to put all my money on these players, whereas these other ones, the likes of Walker, and probably Holtby as well, falls into that bracket. People don't really think about them. So you can get away with getting a good price for them, which I reckon he's done with Walker. He'll definitely get that back, if not more. So, good signing for Park.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. All right, moving on quickly to the next one. You just mentioned him a second ago, Ida McGeady. He is a silver type of free agent player. He is an overall rated 82, but I think he's lower than that now. He went for $37.1 million to Super Celtic. And that was obviously a very obvious buy. So 37.1 million for McGeady. I think that's another great buy. I think he has pace. He can cross the ball into the box. He can decent finishing. He can pretty much do it all for you. And 37.1 million is not too bad. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. He's I like Aidan McGeady. I've played with him a few times. He's really good on the ball. Sorry, I just got my daughter putting a plaster on. He's really good on the ball, plays out wide, and he's one of the best wingers in the game for me in terms of what he gives you. He's very good going forward. He's always in the right place. And I can see exactly what Super Celtic is up to because he bought another Scottish player last week as well. So we know exactly where he's going with his team. So watch out if you've got any Scottish players. It could be coming after you. But 37 million compared to what else has gone out there. He's in the same bracket for me as Turat, and Turat went for 50. He's more proven than Tello, and Tello went for 52. So for 37 million, you've got yourself a bit of a steal there.
Yeah, I agree. But isn't McGeady Irish? Not Scottish?
Sorry, say that again, mate?
Isn't McGeady Irish, not Scottish?
Yeah, but the Scottish connections in terms of the players before, so.
Gotcha.
And that's exactly what he's doing with this.
Yeah, the old Celtic connection there. Yeah. All right, moving on to another defender. We only had two defenders in our Free Agent Friday, both big names. Micah Richards, he was a gold type of free agent player. He's an 80 overall rated, and he went for 50 big ones to Nantes. So Nantes spent 100 million on this past Free Agent Friday. Big player, can play at center back, can play at fullback, and he is a beast on the game. What do you think about this buy for Nat?
He's one of your complete defenders. Like I say, he does a job at right back, but I think he's better positioned centre back because he's such a fucking tank that nothing's going to get past him. He's got even for the size of him, he's got a bit of pace on him as well. So he's one of the best defenders and most underrated defenders on the game, I think. People always look to the big players at the back, and he often gets overlooked. I'll put him in the same sort of bracket as Vincent Kompany that he plays at City with.
Yeah.
And for 50 million, if you're looking at that, the sort of prices that defenders are going for, he'll get that back. He'll probably get a little bit more than that. But yeah, Nan's got a bit of money and he's flashing it quite wisely. I know that he went for another one he just missed out on as well. So he had 150 something million at the beginning of last week. And he was looking to splash all that on last week's free agent Friday. So 2 out of 3 is not bad. And for 100 million, he's done all right there.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, moving on to our last part of the Free Agent Friday. Davo was very generous, and he put in a 4.1 second chance auction. Coutinho, one of my favorite players for the lovely Liverpool. He is a gold type of free agent, 78 overall rated, and this was a public auction. So this wasn't a private one, so you had to outbid each other for this one. And Mo to the Foe, my newly acquired friend, bought him for 57.6 million. And I think, obviously, I might be a little bit biased here, but if you've watched since January, since he's been into Liverpool side, he is a midfield maestro. He can score, set up goals, and he's only going to go up in rating and in ability. So 57.6 million is good value for money for me. But how about for yourself, Ellis? What do you think about that buy?
Yeah, great player. I mean, he's one of the next big things, I think, to hit English football. He's obviously using Liverpool's minutes as a bit of a stepping stone to get his name in the window, and then he'll get bought by bigger and better side out there somewhere, which is fair enough. I mean, everybody has their level. If he wants to promote himself at a lesser side, that's absolutely fine with me. Just one day he'll come up to the bigger teams. But yeah, great player. He also showed himself last season. 78 is a bit of a false reading for me. I think he's a lot better than that. And over the next couple of months, when the new season starts and the new updates come out, I think you'll see it'll be up in the 80s pretty soon.
Yeah, I agree. I think FIFA 14 rolls around, he'll at least be 79, 80. And that's a good buy, I think, for me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bid that much for him. I have too many other needs across my team, and I just 58 million just is a bit too much for me to spend. Although I do like the player very much. All right.
Although you are in for this little bit of a Liverpool Pogba, how can you not? 90 million, that's got to be a steal for you, surely.
Well,
you've been banging on about Pogba for the last 4 months. How can you not go for that?
I said 85. I mean, I can do 85. I can do 85. 90.
What have you got? What have you got in a minute? What do you need?
I need to sell. If I sell one player,
I can. How much?
I can have it. Over.
How
40.
Much do you need to sell him for?
I can sell him for easily 40, maybe 40 more.
Yeah, but how much do you need to sell him for?
I have 43 at the moment, so I need to sell him for 42.
42 million. You need to sell him for.
But then I have no money. I'd have zero money.
But you'd be happy.
Maybe.
With pig and shit, mate, you'd be loving it.
Maybe. Well, we'll.
We need to sit down and discuss the sale of your certain attacking midfielder that I'm not going to name.
Yeah, I had I had somebody pull out. He was there at 40. I had somebody come in. I was going to do a deal with another player, and that fell through for reasons I'm not going to discuss here, but that fell through. So he's still on the market possibly. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what
we'll
I can
talk.
Do at the end of the week.
We'll talk, mate. We'll talk.
We'll talk. All right. Let's move over to a couple of Davo's auctions. He had a couple of them, and obviously to start the season with, he had a couple of admin auctions because some players are retarded and they went into administration before the league even began.
I think one of them, the doctor's got to sort himself out, surely.
Yeah, we Yeah, so let's. I'm gonna quickly run through these really quickly. We're not gonna take too long discussing these. So we had two admin auctions. We had Darren Bent, who went for 40 million to Park Tool and value for money there because he scored both of the goals against me yesterday. That
And he scored
prickly,
both the goals in the game before.
yeah, that prickly little cunt. All
He
right.
scored 4 in 2, mate. He's doing well.
Yeah, he's a good player on the game. He's a good player in the game. Next admin auction was Michu, and he went for 40 million to Joel. 40 million for Michu, who's only going to go up in rating, I'm guessing. Decent buy for that one. Wilfried Zaha, one of my favorite players who I practically spent 100 million on to get last year in my draft. He went for 60 million to Johnny G in a clear that debt auction from Davo. The other player in a clear that debt auction was Benteke. He went for 66 million to Julio Bashmore, another player who is going to move on and only go up in rating. And another player who I had last season, who was really good. Two public auctions went on, and future England number one, Butland, went for 13.5 to Steve
How much
Vyk,
did you just buy him for?
14.
14, so he made 0.5. But he's then spent 5 million on the early selfie, so he's lost out on that one.
Yeah, and yeah, so it's that's one for the future for me. Christian Abbiati, 80 overall rated goalkeeper, went for 24 million to Ninja Bean, which is a pretty good buy there. So those were the two public auctions. After that, we had three silver free agents come up. Stefan Radu, defender, 79 overall, went for 33 million to Park Tool, a decent buy there. Kolarov, also another defender, went for
It's a
21
great buy.
million.
21 million, great buy.
Yeah, great buy for Kev. I think a couple of players were people were kind of thinking about, put in for that one, but 21 million for a decent left back is a very good buy in this market. We had a bronze free agent as well. We had, sorry, before that, we had another silver free agent, Iker Muniain, who is on the tip of everybody's tongue at the moment, and I believe he just got sold for 51 million or somewhere
Yeah.
about there. So he bought him for 45, sold him for 51. Early sale fees, so he only made about 4 million off of him, but that's still 4 million more than he had before. I'm sorry for talking so quick. I'm just trying to get through this. Next one was a bronze free agent, Gary McCaw-Stevens, who went for 20 million and a 73 overall rated for, and 20 million is a lot of money. And he went to Johnny G. Next we had a gold free agent, and he, I think. This so far this season is the most expensive player. Aubameyang,
Twice,
yeah,
twice, not just once, twice.
in real life he is not very good. He is decent at best. On the game, however, he is a monster. He is a pace whore, and he will score you a shit ton of goals. He went for 80 million to Ninja Bean. Ninja Bean showing again that he is not afraid to splash the
No.
cash. But then he's turned around and sold him, hasn't he?
I think he has, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I say, the activity is mental. I mean, some people buy a player and before they even got him in their squad, they're fucking putting him up for sale.
Some people just can't hold on to players. Next was another bronze free agent, Mr. Gary Hooper, who is a very decent player, I think. 74 overall rated, went for 24 million to Super Celtic. Again, pretty easy to tell
Again,
why there.
Scottish
There
connections.
you go. And next we had Mr. Tom Ings, who is on the tip of everybody else's tongue at the moment. Another player who I had in my squad last year. Went for 38 million, which is a little high for me.
Yeah.
To Space Bat, who obviously turned around and sold him for 32,
And
plus
then
2 million
someone
sell
else is selling
fees.
him again.
Yeah, so he's been making the rounds like a cheap whore. And last one was a young free agent, which was Oxlade-Chamberlain. And I'm pretty sure he's moved on as well. Or no, he hasn't.
No,
He's still there. At
he's at Blackburn.
FM91, 55 million. Another player who I had last year as well. So yeah, that rounds up pretty
That's
much.
just your old team there, isn't it?
It is half my whole fucking team. I mean, Zaha, Benteke, Ings, and Chamberlain. Yeah, so four out of the 10 or whatever were on my team last season. All right, so that wraps up the Free Agent Fridays and Davos auctions. I'm sorry for dragging on, but that was a shitload to discuss. Now, I'm going to ask Ellis what his biggest transfers were. Obviously, besides the FAFs and Davos auction. So, what transfers stuck out to you, Ellis?
Ah, there's been bloody loads of them. Over 600 freaking transfers, so
Whew.
pick the bones out of them. Ah, it's difficult. It's difficult to say, but yeah, there's plenty that's gone on. There's obviously you had loads of the offloads in terms of people were using the shit players to get their what they wanted. So you'd sell like the crap players off for 100,000 just so you got a little bit of extra money, which clever. I can understand it. I can understand why people have done it. But obviously the biggest ones for me, you got the Benteke deal that we just spoke about. A lot of the Free Agent Fridays are going to be up there, but Sessegnon went for 50 million, which was a good deal. Wellington Nem is another big deal. Johnny G fucking loves him. I think he's got posters of him up on his bedroom window.
But
He absolutely adores
did you
that
see that
bloke.
he's signed for Shakhtar?
Yeah.
So he's going to be probably out of the game.
Oh, gutted.
Because Shakhtar's not in the game.
I didn't realise that actually, that's the first. Oh, no. Never mind, G Mac. I
Unless they
didn't think
magically
that.
appear in FIFA 14,
He's got a fucking.
he's done. He's done.
G Mac, if you're hearing this before anyone else, get him on the market quick. Just say you don't like him anymore. Just get him on the market quick. Sell him for 20 million, mate. Just say it's a bargain quick and then just do it quick. But anyway, yeah, that's a bit of a revelation. The biggest deal for me out of the whole lot has got to be Lukaku. Fucking massive. Lukaku and Paulinho. Just gone to FM 91 in my league, so thanks for that. But yeah, that's a great deal.
I think that was a bit of a steal,
Yeah.
I think.
Look at the whole crux of it. It is a bit of a steal, you're right. It's a great deal. Let's have a little quick. I'm just getting it up just to sort of run through it a little bit more, but yeah. It's only just gone through, so a lot of people wouldn't have probably seen it. But I played him when he had him in a friendly, and Lukaku's a beast.
He is.
We all know how good Paulinho is, but Lukaku's just a freaking beast. I'm telling you, I just don't know what it is about him. He got 48 million as well out of it. How has he done that? Lukaku, Paulinho, and 48 million.
Magic of the market, my friends.
I know, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
I like it. One player that surprised has gone around quite a bit is Demba Ba. He's also done the rounds.
He has. He has. I think last year as well, he kind of made the rounds a bit in the PS3 league. I'm not sure about the Xbox league, but the
Don't know what it
PS3
is
league.
about him. I think he's only got pace, hasn't he, really? I don't think he goes one on one and he panics.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot. There's loads. There's so many we could talk about. There's so many players. But I mean, the big thing that I'm sort of looking at the minute is the longevity of players. They're not lasting at teams very long at all. Like I said, I put a post up yesterday about the transfers that are happening. 176 million in admin fees at Davo. That's at 2 million a time, most of them. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The amount of times a player's gone in to one team and within a week he's already packing his bags and heading off somewhere else is ridiculous. I wouldn't take any deal at the minute that you see is permanent.
No.
Especially when the other big players, Free Agent Friday, if we have a Free Agent Friday this week, then Thursday and Friday could be very interesting. Staying tomorrow. But I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my cards on it. I wouldn't bet on it. But you never know. Who knows? And possibly for our listeners, maybe for new listeners, I think maybe possibly starting from next week or the week after, Ellis and I will go back to doing our auctions. So we will be pretty much debating on which player we should auction off, and whoever wins puts the player up for public auction, which will run alongside the Free Agent Friday. But it will be a public auction, so you can bet to
I
your
think
heart's
I'm 2-1 up, and I.
Yeah, you are. 2-1 up.
I'm winning 2-1. Yeah, it's time to turn the knife now, mate.
But you know, not being able to pick slaggy players will probably even the
Hey,
playing field out.
listen, buddy. Listen, I fucking pissed all over you without a slaggy player last time. Look, didn't he? I think Tim Krul was my man.
He was, he was. I could have
Didn't pick
I
shitty
could have had
fucking
him.
Stelkenberg and Tim Krul. Battered all over him, mate. You're still
All
having nightmares about that one, are you?
I am. I'm still replaying that one in my head. Can't believe I let that one slip out. Can't leave that slip away. All right, so that is pretty much our Free Agent Friday transfer auction review. It was the extended edition, so hopefully from now on we will get through these a lot quicker. But yeah, there you have it. All right, so let's slide over and let's check out our squad spotlight. Now, our good friend and newly appointed mod, Dom, has been doing a great job with doing the player spotlight. So that just takes the manager and does an interview, which is a very great thing. If you haven't checked out any of his work, please do so. It's on the main page. You can also check it out in the press release section. It will link you to the main page. He's doing a great, great job with those, and I hope it continues. But on this show, we do the squad spotlight. So what we'll do is we will look at the entire squad, kind of run it down and kind of dissect it a bit and kind of see, you know, our opinions of the squad. So I will start off with Ellis, and he's going to head up the PS3 Prem. And Ellis, who do you got for us this week on your squad spotlight?
First up, we've got our good old friend King Jenko for the PS3 League. We're going to start with the Premiership and work our way around. So, yeah, we're looking at, obviously, we know, as we know, it's early on, so we've only really just acquired, it's still quite young in terms of acquiring the squad. So what we're going to look at is probably just, I'd be very surprised if half these players are still around come the end of the season. So
yeah,
we're going to try and pick the bones out of what we can see, and then hopefully we can get something from it. But yeah, looking at him, he's got 2 seconds. Hold on a sec.
Yep.
What do you want to do? Apologies for that, viewers. I've just had to turn up Lion King for my little one, so I could hear it in the kitchen. I mean, anyway, moving on. Jenko, yeah, in goal. Not a bad 76 rated goalkeeper there. Pretty average in terms of what we've got. He's not the best in terms of numbers, but he'll do a job. I think the goalkeeper spot is the last position on people's minds in a minute.
Yeah,
they've got someone good between the sticks. They tend to sort of stick with him for the time being, and it's not until they have a little bit of surplus money at the end that they decide they want to sign a decent goalkeeper. So I don't think you can really look into the goalkeeper's position and think that it's a massive thing. It's your last line of defence. Unless you're really shit at the back like me, you're not really worried about your goalkeeper. So, but he's brought in Gary Cahill at the back to really sort of give him the only real name that's there. You can pick any of the other three out of those. You've got Monzon, Kone, Burlak, Mustafin and Loistoff. I ain't got a fucking clue which one he's playing out of them, to be honest. I know he's playing Gary Cahill, but...
Yeah, I think Monzon would be the left back. Kone would be the other centre back. And I have no idea who the right back would be. But Monzon, he has a great left foot on him. He has like a 90... overall, I think, free kick accuracy or kicking power or something. And so he's a good little player to come off for set pieces and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, what is also worth understanding in a minute as well is Jayco's got about 4 or 5 of these players up for sale. So I know Gary Cahill's already back up on the market. So he's obviously, for those Xboxers that have not dealt with Jayco before, he's our serial tinker. He loves to buy a player, and then within 24 hours, you find it back on the market. So expect plenty of activity from this fella in the coming months. But yeah, he's a good lad anyway. But moving into his midfield, this bloke caused a bit of controversy in terms of the transfer dealings that went through. But QPR midfielder Brunero, looking at his stats, his basic stats are fantastic. And he got him for quite a good price. I think he got him for something in the 20s.
Yeah.
About 20 million he bought him for, which is a snip at the time. And I think Terry's regretting that now. He's looked into it a little bit more and thought, what the fuck have I done? I've let him go for too cheap, which is entirely understandable, Terry. You did fucking kick yourself in the foot there, mate. But good player there. He'll definitely start in the midfield along with Kovacic, I think he'll play as well, and Lozkov. So he's not really got anything to talk about in the midfield either, apart from your Granero. So I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know whether he's trying to sell his bigger players to bring in more higher 70 rated. That must be what he's doing.
Yeah, I think Kovacic will really surprise some people. I think he's a good little player. Good foot on him as well. I think he'll stay in the squad. I think Kovacic will stay around. I think he might be trying to sell him off though, I'm not too sure. But I think he should keep him, in my opinion. I think he should keep him.
Kovacic is one of the players he's got for sale. So like I said to you before, I think he's trying to get his bigger players for sale, get a bit of money in for him and spread the wealth a little bit around his squad, because he's got players in little pockets at the minute. He's not got a good midfield and a good defence. He's got players that are just sort of scattered around. And if you move on to his strike force, I know you've got Lacazette, which is, for 74 rated player, he's one of the best players for that sort of rating.
Yeah.
And Bojan Krcic is at Barcelona, one of the little sensations that's going to kick off come FIFA 25. So if you're planning to stay around for the next 10 years, then go and sign Bojan. But he's a good player. He's 78 rated for a player so young and not getting a regular outing. Can only say one thing really for me, and that is that he's going to be a fucking awesome talent. Like we said, he's got a lot of players up for sale. So he's obviously trying to remould his squad. But from what I could look at, I'd keep hold of Lacazette because he's a good player. Bojan, I'd definitely keep hold of because he can do something for you. Partner him with a big, strong tank, and I think you've got a good partnership. In his midfield, I think he just needs to sort of flatten it out a little bit and have a bit of better players on the wings. Granero can hold his own in there with somebody else. He just needs better players on the wing to give him that little bit more attacking. But he's got a lot of quick players. I don't know what it is. He's got a lot of quick players in that squad. I don't know why he's selling. He had a good, really good night the other night when we done a friendly tournament. So I really don't understand why he's ripping his team apart. But it's Jenko, so that answers my question.
Yeah, you answered your own question there. I think Bojan and Lacazette. I think Lacazette is one of the more promising players in French football. I think he had a decent year this year. He should have scored more goals. But again, one of my former players, obviously, and for a 74 overall rated player, he's like one of the Tom Inks and the Zahas of French football, pretty much. He has a lot of potential, and he plays a little bit higher rating than his 74 suggests. All right, moving over to the Xbox Prem, I am going to do Mr. Bumblebee and his Grêmio squad. Obviously, being in Brazil myself with Corinthians, I know a lot about Grêmio, even though we are on different consoles. All right, let me start with the keeper. 77 overall, which is about average or a little bit above average in the league. If you look across the Xbox Premiership goalkeepers, you have 77, 79, 78, 77, 77, 81, 77, 81, 77, 81, 78, 79. So actually that would probably be one of the lowest rated keepers in the Premiership, but fret not, as Ellis mentioned earlier, people tend to leave their keepers on the back burner, and when they have 20 million quid left, they just throw it out there and try to get whoever they can. On the defensive side, it is not looking too good. A bunch of old geezers he has in his defense. Former Liverpool player Fabio Aurelio, who is pretty slow, but a solid option at left back. But he's very, very good at set pieces. Following up with another old player who also plays left back, who can also fill in at left midfield, is Andre Santos. Obviously, he has a little bit of pace on him, He's getting up there in years, and he's also pretty good with his left foot. You have Zaccardo and Angel Rangel. So you have a lot of oldies but goodies, I guess, back
A
there.
wealth of experience at the back, mate. That's what you need. It's
Yes.
not a bad back four, I suppose. One of the, it's obviously got those superstars, but I think at the minute it's one or the other. You've either got one superstar and a bunch of crap players, or you've got three or four averagely good players, which sort of was one or the other.
You gotta, but if it's, his FLM rating is 300, so it's one of the higher ones in
It's all
the
the 70s he's got, isn't it?
And that moves us on, that segues us into his midfield, which is full of yellows. Good old Brazilian legend Zé Roberto. Not sure how long he's going to stay around, but he's up there in age. Shit, he must be 38, 39. He's an old guy now. But pretty solid. Another former Premier League player in Ilano, who I think is a bit underrated. He has a great right foot, can create, can score goals. So I think he will do a job there in midfield. Viana is another 78 rated player who is a decent. Then you have Souza, Fernando, Ekdal, little Jack Cork, and Adriano. So you have your bit part players in there along with your Ilanos and Zé Robertos. So where you're looking at his strength is obviously in his midfield, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving on to his strike force, nothing really to write home about. Barcos, Kleber, again, decent players, but I think the diamond in the rough here is Vargas. Now he plays, I'm pretty sure, for Lazio, and he went on loan,
Genoa.
Genoa.
You going on to Genoa?
No, that's the you're thinking about the other Vargas.
The other one.
Yeah. He moved to Napoli, and sorry, Lazio, not he moved to Napoli, not Lazio. I apologize. And he went back on loan to Gremio, I believe. Good young player. He's only 22, if I remember correctly. He's going to be a decent player, and I think he is a diamond in the rough for their squad. All right. So,
Definitely.
yeah, so that wraps up our squad spotlight for this week. And next week we'll be moving on to our other players, which will be Fulham for me in the Premiership, and for the Premier League and the Xbox, it'll be Fishface Black Salmon. All right, so let's take a look at the standings. I know they're still early days, gents. I know it's still early days, but let's check out the standings. Ellis, you are going to cover, I think, start off with the Premiership and the PlayStation League.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at the standings though, because I've had a shocker. Absolute nightmare to the start to the season, really, but there we go. I knew it was going to happen. Getting promoted was probably the worst thing I've ever done. But yeah, moving on to the Premiership. Only real, well, I'd say a handful of games. There's quite a few games been done. Starting from the top, and I tipped this bloke last year to win the Premier League, and he let me down. I've said fuck all this year, and he's top of the league, winning 2 out of 2. So it just goes to show that you don't really want me cursing your luck. But yeah, he's had a great start. If you look at what he's had Scott and Viper in his first two games and nearly just swept them by 2-1 and 2-0. So fantastic start from Hippo. Moving down to Viper, I've nicked a point off him, so I'm quite happy about that. But he's also lost, obviously, as I just said, to Hippo. And he also won against FM 91, so he's not a bad. Let's say he had a mixed start to the season, shall we? Moving down to Master, 1 out of 1. He's gonna have a good season, I reckon. Once he gets his exams out of the way, he'll concentrate fully on FIFA, and he'll be up there battling Hippo for that. FM 91 sits down there in fourth place. Battered the shit out of me 4-0, so he's done well, and I don't think that's up there yet. But he's also at a difficult result against Viper, so he's doing all right. Good player, FM. I think he'll hold his own in there. Moving on, we'll skip that one and move on to Black Salmon. He played me last night and beat me 2-0, so that's not gone on in the league yet, but that will show up soon. He's got, as on paper, his squad don't look very strong, but when he plays with them, you'd be very surprised. He's rock solid at the back with Shawcross and Hoof. You're never going to get past them. And Shane Long scores in from goals. Shane Long, surprisingly good on the game. He's quick. He's got a good finish on him. So watch out for Shane Long if you're in my league. Moving down, a couple of players that have not played games. Joel Morgan, and I think Dave's played the one that's not up there yet. So we'll have that obviously next time. I think he drew 1-1 last night with, let me think, Jenko. 1-1 last night with Jenko, so that's not up there yet. But Tomo's away at the moment, so he's not getting any of his games played. And then we've got Scott, second bottom, and Jenko at the bottom. So bit of a flip reverse on last season for Scott. Being the bridesmaid, he's now sitting in the relegation zone along with Tomo and Jenko. But let's just look at that league as it is at the moment. There's only been a few games played, so we can't really take anything from that at all.
Nah, still early days. All right, so I'll flip it over to the Sexbox Premiership. And I know a couple of games have been played, but I'm going off of the table that I'm looking at right now. So if I say something that's not correct, bite me and get your games played quicker and put them in the system faster. All right. As we're looking at now, Legend, Xbox extraordinaire, Steven A6, sits in first place with 2 wins from 2. In second place, we have the aforementioned Bumblebee. He has 1 game played, and he's sitting on 3 points. Sitting in third place, Zephonic, also with 1 win from 2 games played. And from there on out, there's only been 3 other people who have games played. Craig and Daft Fox, both sitting on 1 point apiece. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players who have played 0 games as it stands on the table. And sitting at the bottom in the relegation is Gypsy Muffin, who has lost 1 from 1. But I'm pretty sure he played a game yesterday and won that one. So he might be on 3 points as well. But hurry up and get your games played, lads. Only half the league playing their games is not really acceptable. But again, I'm only basing this off of what I can see on the website. All right, Ellis, Division 1 in the Premiership, what do you got? Not the Premiership, sorry, the PlayStation League, what do you got for us?
Yeah, PlayStation Division 1, and this is a league that's fucking awesome, man. Got nothing but admiration for this lot. Looking down it, you've got, what, four of the 12 players that have completed their games already. So hats off to you, fellas. You're doing fucking brilliant. And most of them, Nick's got an exception because he's got things going on at the moment, so we know about that. But the rest of them, everybody's played at least half their game, so can't knock it. But if we look down it, sitting nicely at the top with good old mate Dockers. Fantastic start to the season, mate. Doing really well, so keep it up, buddy. Might see... or might pass you on the way down next season. So, doing well. He's had some good victories there. Sitting below him, I don't know who he is. Trying to think who that bloke is. Can't think. No, it's not worth the fucking memory. So, I moved down to FIFA Vids. Sitting in third place, FIFA. New player to us. Don't really know much about him. But, cracking start to the season. Cracking videos uploaded on there, mate. So, well done for that.
Yeah.
You get your win in your final game, you sit pretty at the top at the end of fixtures 1-4. So go on, son. I'd like to see you do that. Below that, brother from another mother, Jay Lizzle for Shizzle. 2 out of 2. Fucking hell, Spell. What's going on there?
I don't know, mate. My young squad defending for our fucking lives.
2 out of 2 in the league, but I believe you lost last night to Park Tool. So
I did.
There goes that 100% record.
Yes.
Unlucky, mate. Never mind. Sitting below him, we've got the enigma that is Wobu, that is causing uproar because of his fucking fantastic ability to score goals. Again, 2 out of 2, but lost last night to Dortmund. So unlucky, buddy, but never mind. Looking good as well. Park Tool's doing quite well. Bit inconsistent. 1-1, lost one. 1-1, lost one, then beat you last night. So, moved out to Night Owl. He's struggling a little bit. He had a really poor finish to last season. It seems to sort of carried over to this season. He beat Ace 2-1, but he's lost to Park. And he's lost to Vigo, so Vigo as well. So he needs to find a bit of consistency. But once he starts firing, I think you'll see him up the top of the league. Robbie's played all 4 of his games without a win. It's like 3 defeats and a draw. So he's had a bit of a nightmare start to the season. We'll leave Nick out, move down to Cunny and Rab, who have both lost. I know that Cunny's won since then. He's won one of his and then lost the other to Marseille. So he had a bit of a bad start as well. And Rab Bruce has lost 4 out of 4. So chin up, Rab. I mean, it's a long season to go yet, mate. To be fair, you've not been battered in any of your games. You've done all right. I mean, the only one that you really sort of got a hide in was against you, Lizzle. So you've played him.
Yeah.
As you know a little bit more about him in terms of how he plays. But I think he's in the market at the minute trying to spend all his money. So yeah, that may change it.
He's not a bad player at all. I think I just think that he needs a little bit more quality throughout the squad. But no, not a bad player at all by any means.
But the league is fun. Some of the results is so... You can't predict any of the scores. It's been brilliant. It's been a pleasure to sort of watch from a distance. So really looking forward to this one, if I'm honest, watching it from afar. So, yeah, good start, fellas. Really impressed. Well done.
Yeah. Could be this season's Green League. You never know.
Could be.
All right, moving over to Xbox Division 1 West. All right. Again, but these guys have got a lot more games played than their Premiership counterparts, so... Hats off to you boys in Xbox Division 1 West.
Looking
yeah, looking great. Apart from Frankie Boy, everybody's pretty much got half their games played, which is a really good sight to see. Sitting on top of the table with 3 wins from 3 games played is Craig McAtee. His Arsenal squad are flying at the moment. Sitting underneath him on 7 points is El Copite, who has 2 wins out of 3. Who has yet to drop? He has yet to lose any points. Sitting in third place is his Derby team, Dizzy Donkey Kong, who has won 2 out of 3, sitting on 6 points. Sitting in fourth place is Super Celtic. His Benfica squad are on 5 points. Devil's Haircuts, the man everybody loves to hate, is sitting on 4 points as well, with the most of the foe. Right behind him in his Aston Villa squad. Rounding out the top 9 in 7th place is Turtle Zed, sitting on 3 points. He has lost back-to-back games so after winning his first, so he will look to rebound in his final game of this first fixture group. Underneath him on 3 points is Chair Floor, who has played 2, won 1 and lost 1. And rounding out the top 9 is Porto and House and Jaws, who has drawn 1 and lost 1. He will look to start some winning ways in his next fixture. Sitting on the relegation platform is Frankie Boy, who has yet to play any games. underneath him is Everton. Scottish Jambo has played 1, lost 1. And RFC Buncey in his Reading squad are 0 for 2 to start the season, with a negative 4 goal difference. So he will look to try and kickstart his Reading team coming up in the near future. All right, so swinging over back to my man Ellis, who is going to cover the PS3 Division 2 standings. Ellis.
Yeah, so we've gone from one extreme really to the other. It's like what you said about the Xbox Prem, I believe it was. Games are getting played, but only by a select few. We've got four guys in here that have not even touched a game yet. So to say that, I know that Kev played 1 last night, so let's knock it down to 3. It's not good enough, really. You're looking nearly at the second week when the new fixtures are going to come out. The last thing we want is fixtures piling up, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just get on with what we see in front of us. Sitting at the top, joint top with both of 1 win and 1 draw, we've got Fungus and Scammel. Just below them, you've got the dark horse that is Mesk. He's 1-1 out of 1, so I think he'll be up there fighting coming into the season. Johnny G-Mac, the unluckiest man on FLM at the moment, sitting in fourth again, 1-1 along with Dom. Probably the nicest bloke in our community at the moment is Nant Guan. He's sitting on 3 points from 3 games. This will be a big season for Nant, I think. I think he needs a bit of confidence. Once he gets that confidence, he got a win the other night. Once he gets that confidence, I think you'll see bigger and better things from him. Like I say, Kev played his first game last night. He lost 2-1 to Dom, so that's got to go down there. So Dom's on 2 out of 2. It's not been updated. And then I moved through. Not had a thing from Steve, which is a bit disappointing. Same with Tails, and then where he's vanished. And Terry's about, but he just don't seem to be playing his game, so I'm not going to give them the not going to give them the coverage, to be honest. I'm going to look down the hammer. Another new beat of the side. 2 out of 2 defeats, I'm afraid. But keep your chin up, mate. Doing really well. You're getting yourself involved. So I can't say anything less than that. Keep playing your games, buddy. It'll come. And then our good old mate Bruce sitting down on the bottom. It took him a while to get his first win last season, if I remember rightly. So he's going about tradition, doing the same again this season. Just try and get it a bit earlier this time, Bruce, if you can.
Yeah.
So we're going to start a get Bruce a win fund, I think. But yeah, it's difficult to judge a league when they're not all playing their games.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. All right, moving over to the Xbox Division 1 East. They've had decent activity, and again, this is only going by what I can see on the table on the website. Sitting in first place with 3 out of 3 is Woodscrew. His Lancashire Blackburn squad is sitting on 9 points. It should probably be my home team. I should probably root for them, being in Lancaster and all, but they're just rubbish. So yeah. All right. Sitting in second place is C. Kinney, his German team, Wolfsburg, on 6 points, 2 wins and a loss. Rounding out the top four in third place is Geezers and his Schalke squad on 4 points, and Doob on 3 points in fourth place. Two other members on 3 points are Ninja Bean and his Werder Bremen squad, 1 win from 1, and Images, his Russian side, have 1 win out of 3, and he's going to look to turn that around in his next game. Rounding out the top nine, in seventh place is Dr. Eagle G and his Sunderland squad. 2 losses out of 2. So he'll have a little talk on the training pitch with his squad and kind of see what is the matter there.
Who's this? Eagle?
Eagle G, yeah.
Yeah, 2 draws.
Oh, sorry, 2 draws. I'm sorry. All right, my apologies.
See, I could talk him with his team for that. It's not good enough.
Yeah. Eighth place is Space Bat, who has 1 draw and 1 loss in his first 2 matches. And Musical Venom has 0 games played.
Surprising.
It is. Again, I have no idea if he's actually played any games at all, but this is just the table I'm looking at. I know I keep repeating myself, but I don't want anybody to get little pissy tantrums and hurt feelings. This is what I'm looking at, guys. Rounding out the relegation platform is Grumbo and his Ajax team. They have 1 loss from 1. Swansea, Amagapai, or he has he has 2 losses out of 2. And Newcastle and Gooey have 1 game played, and he has lost that game as well with a -4 goal difference. He got hammered by Geezers 5-1. So he'll look to improve on that in his next couple fixtures. All right, rounding out the Xbox side in Division 2. Again, a lot of games have not been played in this bottom division, which I can see. And the other players have only played about half of their games. Needs to be a bit better, boys. Get your games played and get them turned in. Sitting at the top is Bilbao, and Fortetto Pironi is sitting on top with 4 points with a win and a draw.
I like him. I've got a lot of time for him. He's coming to the league and he's taking it with by fans, mate. It's good laugh. He seems to be a good lad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying reading his blogs and his press releases.
Yeah.
Sitting behind him on 3 points is Payne Wells with 1 win and a loss. His win coming against Nuthatch, a 2-0 clean sheet victory for that one. Also sitting on 3 points is Linot. His French team have 1 win from 1, and rounding out the top four is everybody's favorite FLM Cuntsicle, Bunners, and he is on 2 points out of 2 with 2 draws. All right, 5, 6, 7, and 8th place, really not much to write home about. Stark FC, Jakey, and Nuthatch each have 1 point apiece. And from there on out, it is just 0-0-0 all down the board.
Thing is, you know what gets me about this as well? You're looking at 8th and 9th, or 9th and 10th from that league. They haven't even got Xboxes in a minute. I think Vraj has busted his and Julio sold his. It's, this sort of stuff gets frustrating, man. All the time and effort that goes into it, And you know the league's starting and you know the league's kicking off, and it's just such a late sort of call up. I mean, you're telling us half, well, your league started and you're telling us that you've sold your Xbox or you haven't. Rajmeister, I can sort of understand it's broken, not a lot you can do about it. But Julio, I mean, you know when you're going away, mate. Let us know a bit sooner. Yeah. So why sell it? If you know you're going to be playing the bloody thing, you might need, obviously, I don't know the ins and outs about it. I'm just kicking off here because obviously I'm just a little bit disappointed with people that just pull out. These places, people want to jump into these places straight away. You've got people sitting in the waiting list that will snap up these teams pretty sharpish. So don't take your place for granted. I mean, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I know that Linot's come to us and he's getting his games played as quick as possible, but these things happen. It's going to probably happen in a little bit more of the summer, but you need to give us a little bit more of a heads up.
Yeah, for sure, lads. Get your games played, and, you know, this is a community thing. It's not all about you guys. It's about everybody in the community, and, you know, have that kind of mindset first, you know. Running out the bottom is Tuggy or Tuji or however you pronounce that. I think it's Tuggy. He has one game played only, and he lost with his little side. All right, so that rounds out our tables and standings preview, review, whatever you want to call it. So that's about wraps it up here for us on the podcast number 14. But before we go, Ellis, do you have anything you want to add to the listeners at home?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of things going on at the minute with a lot of stuff on the site. Just, I think we need to just sort of forget that what's happened recently and just move forward and get back to how it was before. It's a really good community and people have their opinions. People can say what they want to say. A lot of people put a lot of hard work into the site to get it the way it is. Just embrace it and take it for what it is. Banter's banter, but just trying to cause problems at the end of the day. We need to stop all this causing problems to get the things shut down. The last thing people want is the forum closed down like we had a few weeks ago, for a night. A lot of people enjoy coming on it. A lot of people, I mean, I'm on it constantly, which is not a good thing. I need to get myself off it a little bit, but don't be the cause for the site being closed down for a while. If things are happening, just, it's a game of FIFA at the end of the day. We're all enjoying a game of FIFA and enjoying the transfers. Get your games played. Job done.
Yeah.
Apart from that,
yep.
Just keep enjoying it, really.
Couldn't say it better myself. I just want to quickly add that I appreciate everybody's hard work and effort that you're putting into the site. It's been a great start to season 4. Been a bit shaky, but I think the merger has been widely accepted, and it's been a great, great time dealing with the Xbox lads and the PlayStation lads as well, and it's going a treat, minus a couple bumps in the road. All right, so that is all we have time for today. Thank you all for listening, and as always, if you want to visit the best FIFA site in the world, visit FIFAleagueManager.com for all your FIFA and footballing needs. All right, so we will catch you guys next week, and hopefully next week we will have an Xbox guest, possibly our first ever Xbox guest on the show. Possibly Bunners. I don't know. Trying to say
he's too busy stuck in the old
he's stuck
FLM house, isn't he?
He is. He's stuck. If you guys don't know, check out Bunners and Moe's Love Pad on the site, and it's a good laugh. You know, have them in there and have a good look at it. It's pretty good stuff. All right, boys, that's all we have time for, and we'll catch you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
See ya.